Good morning. Happy New Year. I think I mentioned last night that we're going to have a sermonette. A sermonette from there. Sermon from here. So we're going to have a little bit more than a sermonette according to what God gives us. So I'm not going to keep you long, but we still have some time to reflect on the Word of God and see what He has for us this morning. We had a wonderful night last night. It was neither long nor short. It was good. We went home before midnight. And we heard some beautiful sharings last night. And before I go into more details, I'll mention some in my little message that I have for you. Let's open our Bibles to Psalms 105. Psalms 105. I want to read from verse 1 through 5. It behooves us this morning to be in this spirit. Follow with me as I read it, please. Read these verses. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Are we thankful this morning? Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call upon His name. Make known His deeds among the peoples. Sing to Him. Sing praises to Him. Speak of all His wonders. Glory in His holy name. Let the heart of those who seek the Lord be glad. Seek the Lord and His strength. Seek His face continually. And remember His wonders which He has done, His marvels and the judgments uttered by His mouth. May God bless His word. Last night I heard a few comments about last year that we bade goodbye last night. And some of you said that I don't want to see 2005 again. And I know what you mean, because you don't want to see the afflictions. But let me say this, the results were tremendous. And the results were character building, I heard that. And the results were, in some areas, encouraging. And we have some new men and women after going through what they've been through 2005. So, Adel, don't remind me about 2005. I want to remind you. I want to remind you, because it's been a good year. Can we say that? Yes. It's been a good year. And we would like to say this at this very moment, that every experience we've had in the past year was for our own good. Remember that. Everything that the Lord allows in your life, and your life, and my life, it's for our own good. He is working still on us. That's all. He ain't finished with us yet, as they say. This is a hymn of celebration in the history of redemption of the children of Israel from Egypt into the promised land until they conquer the final conquest. This is the theme of this psalm. It's a song of thanksgiving to God for His many wonders that He's done with them, with the children of Israel. David wrote it, and he handed it over to Asaph, his chief musician. David loved music, okay? And he handed it over, he says, sing it with the congregation because God has done wonders with us. And if you look back to year 2005, I think each and every one of us will look back and with a smile that God has still doing wonders with us. Think of an incident. Think of a situation. The Lord never left us, but He's still doing with us great things. Let's notice how this psalm starts. Thanksgiving first. So may I remind you that thanksgiving is a characteristic of a contented Christian. Are you content this morning? Are you pleased to be in the Lord's presence at this very moment? Are you satisfied with your lot? Are you happy with your cross? Or you're complaining about it? This is a reminder. Thanksgiving first. Whatever your lot, whatever you're going through, the Lord wants you and me, whatever we're going through, to be thankful. Thank God you're sitting in a chair here in a church. You're not on your back in the hospital with pains and with all kinds of things attached to you, right? Are we thankful? So it's been a good year, isn't it?
Amen.
Amen. With the afflictions, with the experiences, it's been a good year. The second thing he says, make his deeds known among all the people. Isn't this a challenge for us, dear Christians, at the end of the year and the beginning of a new one, to make known his deeds? So I want to share with you a few things from this portion of the scripture. The very first thing I would like you to be with me and think with me. First of all, sing unto him, he says. Sing unto him. Verse 2. Sing. Well, yes. But my voice is not a good voice to sing. Sing. Though it's a Johnny one note, sing it. It doesn't matter. Christians should be always singing. They should have a hymn on their lips wherever they go. Even if you have a weak throat this morning, or through the year, or a cracked voice. That doesn't. You don't have to be. You should be grateful because you have a testimony to let the world know what God has done with you and for you. You don't have to be in the choir to sing. Do you? Amen. Good. When God is merciful, can't we sing of his mercies and be grateful for what he's done for us? You had a good year? No, I'd like to forget it. What's good about it? Yeah. This is not our song, is it? No. The psalmist said, I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing. As Spurgeon once said, look down the long aisles of the years. This is the Prince of Preachers writing here. Look down through the aisles of the years at the green boughs of mercy overhead. What a description. And the strong pillars of loving kindness and faithfulness which bear up your joys. Are there no birds yonder branches in them singing? Surely there must be many, and they will sing of mercy received all through the year. Singing also is a sign of rejoicing. Are you rejoicing? Is your life filled with joy? Is our life filled with joy? How was last year? I think through it all we can say, we are joyful people. You know what? No one can steal our joy from us because we have the joy of the Lord. It's not the joy of this world. It's not the joy of Christmas. Christmas has come and gone. You have the blues? Wake up. Stand up. It's not in the lights. The lights will be gone. Parties will be gone. Family gatherings are gone. What remains is the joy of the Lord. And the Bible says, the joy of the Lord is your strength. In Psalm 118:15, it's one of my favorite. the sound of joyful shouting and salvation is in the tents of what? Of the righteous. The joy of what? Joyful shouting. It's not bickering. It's not arguing. It's not fighting. It's the sound of joy. It's the sound of singing. It's the sound of salvation. He didn't say in the palaces of the righteous. He said what? In the tents. So you have tents here, regardless of how big your house or how small. We live in a tent. You know why? Because it's only temporary. We're going to leave it and we're going to be with the Lord. And I hope He'll come this year. And I pray. So, we sing. Let me tell you one thing. We sing because we have something to sing about. And I titled this little message here, Something to Talk About. Do you have something to talk about? I think you do. I think we do. And we have something to sing about. Someone said, a religion which saves should be a religion which sings. Let me repeat that. You can put it in your Bible. A religion which saves should be a religion which sings. You choir members, rejoice because you are singing for us all through the year. And may the Lord make us a singing church, because singing is a sign of joy and joy to the Lord. That's the first one. Sing unto Him. Now, the number two, or the second thought I want to bring to your attention this morning, he says here, talk of all His wonder. Speak, in the second verse, we're still there, speak of all His wonders. Speak of all His wonders. Let's talk about the wonder of wonders. Do you have a subject to talk about this morning? Do we have a rich subject to review this morning? If we start talking about Jesus Christ, would we finish today? If we let each and every one of you here come up to the stage here on the stage and share the wonders of that, the wonderful things that God has done with you and for you, would we end up today? No. You say, Adol, I need 5 hours to tell you about the wonders that God has done for me. We've heard some last night. We were restricted because we wanted to go home and come back early morning and attend church. And thank God we don't have many who fell asleep and still sleeping, most probably. May God wake them up. Let's talk about the wonder of wonders. Can you stop talking about His coming? His salvation? His redemption? We have something to talk about. Those who got saved last year, we baptized many. I think 20 people we baptized. And they're still in the church. And they're still going forward. Let me ask you something. Do you have something to sing about? See, I'm not talking about the new year. Next Sunday, we'll talk about the new year. We'll talk about what we need to do. But, Vasily, you have something to sing about? Did God change your lives? Yes? No? Amen. Amen. Believers, did God build you up a little more and you have a better character this year than last year? Oh, thank God. There's amens here. Okay. Did God take away some of the sins that we practice as Christians, and God put His hand on some place there and says, this I need you to get rid of? And you said, aye, sir. I like yes men, you know that. And women too. Yes, sir, I'll get rid of it. And then now you're looking back and said, Lord, thank you for this victory. Huh? Or you're still struggling with it. Are you enjoying His precious companionship? Talk about it. Do your friends and co-workers know about the change in your life? Or people, take you in and say, I see some change. What it is? Oh, sir, I've been going to church. This is not the right answer. Yes, you're coming to church, and you have to go to church, and you must go to church. But the right answer, Jesus Christ changed my life. And take it from there and tell the world what Jesus has done to you. It's not we go to San Ramon Valley Baptist Church on 1901 San Ramon Valley Boulevard and we attend, my husband and I and my kids, we go there. This is not going to do anything for the people. This is not talk of all his wonders. Are we giving him credit for our lives? The church, the building, does not do anything. What does change all this is the person of the Lord Jesus Christ in your life. Let's give him praise for that. Let us go and tell how he converted and saved our souls. If someone saved your soul, did something right with you, wouldn't you tell the world about it? If you go to the hospital and a doctor performs a great surgery on you, wouldn't you tell them, yes, I had a great doctor. I hear Bill saying about the doctor who performed the knee surgery, knee replacement surgery. He said, doctor, I think Yamamoto. I said, Dr. Yamamoto is a great doctor. He's still singing about this great doctor. And I tell you one thing, Dr. Jesus is the greatest savior in my life. That's what we need to do. You want to honor him during this new year. Let's remember his wonders with us. Did he bless your business? If he didn't bless your business, there's something wrong. Maybe he's putting his hand on something and you're not relinquishing that sin or that something. And he wants you to change. And may God give you the obedience, the heart to change and obey him. And prosperity, because he promised prosperity and good thing for everyone who obeys him. Has Christ done something for you? Has Christ done something for me? Tell others. I read a little story I want to tell you about. A little fellow in the hospital had a piece of deformed bone removed from his arm. He got well, but before he left the place, he sent for the doctor. You wish to see me, Willie? The doctor asked. The little fellow reached up his hand, acted like a man, and laid his hand on the doctor's shoulder and said, my mama will never hear the last about you. My mama will never hear the last about you. I think that if we fully realized what Christ has done for us, we would say to him, my friends will never hear the last about you. Are you bugging people with Jesus? Yeah, do. Bug them. Tell them about Jesus. Because this is the one who changed your life and mine. This is the one who gave us eternal life. Who saved us from sin, from the catastrophes we were in, and gave us eternal life. Hallelujah, what a Savior. Yes, we have something to talk about. Isn't it? You can talk day and night. Someone said that which is vital should be vocal. Did you get that? Which is vital, important, should be vocal. Vocalize. How's your testimony? Let me ask you a question. How's your testimony? How's our testimony? Are we giving the glory to God? May God help us. This is what I want to think about. And then, they were singing, he says. There's a third one. Let the heart of those who seek the Lord be glad. How about that? How about that? You're sad this morning? I hope not. Regardless of the circumstances, God is in control, isn't he? He is still in control. Regardless of what we go through. It's not easy what we go through sometimes. And sometimes we say, God, where are you? But the end result is always good for them who love the Lord. Let the heart who seek the Lord be glad. Are you glad this morning? As we said, we ought to be, because we know what kind of God we have. We have an awesome God who is always looking after our own good. In Psalms 34:8, we read this: O taste and see that the Lord is good. How blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. O taste and see. The psalmist experienced that. Was he with us through all the year last year? 365 days. He never left us nor forsook us. He was there. He was in every situation, regardless whether you felt it or not, because he is faithful, and he who promised will not relinquish his promise. This New Year's Day, we are thankful and grateful to be in his house. Are you grateful to be here this morning? Amen. And we're not drunk with the filth of this world, thank God. We're still thinking about last night and the beautiful dinner we had and the fellowship we had all together and what we shared. We have no headaches, thank God. Anybody has a headache here? We have no hangovers, thank God. We drank water, we drank Coke, Diet Coke, hopefully. We drank all kinds of things, but guess what? We never drank any heavy drink of this world. We have no hangovers. If anything hanging over our head is a sin we've made and we did not confess, remember that. Grumpy Christians do not attract souls to Christ. I repeat that. Grumpy Christians do not attract souls to Christ. Are you grumpy? So what we need to be? Joyful Christians. Because he's done great things. If I can bring 2005 and relive it again, I would like to have a repeat myself. Are you with me on that? I am. I'm one. Maybe Steve says, Adel, I don't want to go through the afflictions. I said, but Steve, look at the results. Byron, look at the results. Everyone. I wish we can relive it again, because every day was a good day for us. Jesus was with us and he walked with us and we felt him and he was so good to each and every one of us. Grumpy Christians, yes. Do not attract souls to Christ. So be careful, dear Christian, how you're going to live this new year. You're going to live a joyful Christian. Let the heart of those who seek the Lord, what? Be glad. Not grumpy, be glad. Did you ever hear when you go to work and talk to someone who's grumpy and says, good morning, what's good about it? Did you hear that? I don't know how they live their life. I can't imagine my life without the Lord Jesus Christ. I can remember. I don't know how I lived to be 20 or 21 without Jesus Christ. And thank God that he saved me while I was young and he changed my life. I was grumpy, but I'm joyful. I'm glad. You know, and I think, you judge. I think when you don't see my face smiling, which say Adel has something wrong, right? Okay. All right. May the Lord keep the smile on my face regardless. And may God keep us glad in the heart, because he is there living and we should display to the whole world what a great God we have. Amen. Amen. New Testament Christians, happy Christians have always a smile on their face, period. And New Testament Christianity is a rejoicing religion. And guess what? It is contagious. We are not filled with spirits, but rather we're filled with the Holy Spirit. We are thankful for a blessed life, and we truly can say it's a wonderful life. Isn't it? That's why I want you to look back. Isn't it? You're sitting here, and I hope you're glad, and you're smiling, and you're enjoying your life. I said, I wouldn't trade my life for the whole world. I wouldn't trade it. I wouldn't. I don't know about you. I wouldn't. And you know, it's not Jimmy Stewart who did a wonderful life. I don't think he's had a wonderful life because he was away from Christ. But we can say we have a wonderful life. So, thank you, Lord, for giving us a wonderful life. The final word for to you, and I said, it's a little sermon, remember His wonders. Remember His wonders. He says, remember His wonders which He has done. 365 blessed days only through His grace. Brother Adju, who soon will be with us, I said, Brother Adju, how are you doing today? Only through His grace. Adju is known for that. By His grace, Adol. By His grace. Amen. By His grace, we make it through the day. Don't we? We lack nothing, for God is true to His word. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they who seek the Lord shall not be in want of any good thing under the sun. If you want to know where it is, Psalms 34:10. The Lord is my shepherd. Did you sleep one night hungry during the last 365 days? Why are you grumping about it? Did you sleep one night hungry? Come on. No one has slept hungry unless ordered by the doctor. Yes, when you have to do something next morning, then you get hungry. He says, from 7 to 7, you stay without food. You get so hungry at that time. But did anyone go to bed hungry of his own choosing, unless you're trying to diet? Of your own choosing because you don't have food in the refrigerator? No one. No one. Not a single person. Remember that. He is our shepherd. And because He is our shepherd, we shall not want. In Psalm 72:18, we read, Who alone works wonders. No one else. No God. No prophet. No man. No president. No monarch. No one under the sun can do a miracle like our God. They're all imitators and they all fail. But Jesus Christ remains the only God who does wonders. Nothing matches what He has already done on our behalf. Nothing. Every little thing that happened in our lives, all through the years, every backward glance of memory reminds us God has done great things for His people. Every step you remember, He's done great things for you. Praise Him for a wonderful 2005. This is the year in review. Just think about that and look back and say, thank you, Lord. And as you've been with me during 2005, I pray that you will guide me and be with me during 2006. And yes, with all the experiences, because guess what? He is working on our characters. You will have some pain. Thank you, Lord, because you're changing me. Our characters, I would like to think that they are better today than they were last year. Some affliction? Thank you, Lord, because this will guide me, will make me run to the cross and cling to you. Whatever comes our way, I don't have a crystal ball. No one has it. But we know one thing. I will never leave you nor forsake you. He who has been with us in the past will be with us for the future. And He will continue. And even then, when that trumpet sound, He will Himself come
to gather us from everywhere, from the four corners of the world, to take us to be with Him. Has it been a wonderful year? I would say yes. For me, I hope it's for you. We thank you, Lord, for last year. And we're looking forward to serve you in the new year that is coming. Are you willing to do that? Amen. Let's bow our heads and end the meeting. Our Father, we thank you for the privilege that you give us to speak about the wonders that you have done for us, with us, all the time. Help us, help our hearts to love you more, to honor you more, and to remember that you are a God who never leaves his children, but you're with us. Strengthen us. Encourage us. Be with us as we go through this new year, and help us to honor you even more in everything we have, in everything we do, and in everything we say. And we give you glory for that. Dismiss us, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a happy new year, and God bless you all.